So Paul goes into family structure today. It's interesting. In seminary, I had to take a class on the family, the godly family. And it's really interesting how easily things can get misconstrued. And it's fascinating how culture and society impinges on this. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. It's real easy for society to come in and go, well, you know, that's old-fashioned, that's not how it is. And it's easy for husbands to go, see there? You have to obey me. I'm your boss. And really, neither one of those things are right. In the same way, husbands love your wives just as Christ loved the church is as easily forgotten. When you take that into context and you see the blend and how perfectly this works, it makes perfect sense. Husbands, I mean, God created man to shoulder the lion's share of the burden of leadership, and it's not an easy thing. The man is out front as the protector, the one taking the bullet, the one leading the way, the one getting the onslaught in order to protect his family. And wives, submitting is simply falling under that protection for her own protection. It's not a matter of who's better or who's worse. God created us different for different roles. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Understand what that means, because Jesus died for the church. His love was ultimate. His ultimate mission was to redeem and restore by laying his life down. So, get that through your noggins, you men, when you consider your wives, and understand that you are commanded to lay your life down, restore, redeem, go after her heart, bring out the glory of her life. But in the same way, wives, you have to understand that fundamentally, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Fundamentally, the one thing your husband, the one thing your guy needs is you to believe, you to respect that he can lead and will protect you. And when you do that, you bring out the glory of his life. He rises to the occasion. He is the man of God he was created to be. And when we get that mixed up and we get our own selfish desires in play, things go sideways real fast. And it's terrible, the bitterness that can be planted and how easily things can just stay derailed. Maybe the marriage doesn't fall apart, but it just stays derailed for a lifetime, as opposed to the thriving order that God offers us. These aren't commands from Paul for one to dominate the other. These are heavenly structures for a prosperous and fruitful and happy way to live. And we have to kind of get that right so that we in turn understand our place in the church, the body of Christ, and in the way that we relate to God as we submit ourselves to his leadership.